Hello, world. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. So thank you guys. You rock. But we do have a really awesome guest as well here. His name is Jonathan McCune with Black Box.
Hey, welcome. Thanks. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, so, you know, I may live under a rock. I'm not sure, but I'm also new to the industry, maybe like 3-4 years. Can you tell me a little bit about Black Box and what you guys do?
Yep.
If someone doesn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Black Box is a 42-year-old company, and but we've constantly evolved with the time. So 40 years ago, we started with connecting servers to printers, period. And it was, and over the course of the history, we've stayed ahead of the curve for being able to connect disparate platforms and devices in difficult environments. And with that, we moved into the AV world about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. That AV shift was really driven by the beginnings of AV over IP. We really are the networking masters when it comes to network services products. And we saw AV over IP as kind of a really logical opportunity to be able to connect things and converge them to networks. So we recognized it as well, at that same time that the industry recognized it. So, but that's where we're headed. That's what we do for AV is IP-based visualization is really the kind of mantra that we have.
Okay, nice, cool. So you guys are here at Infocom 2019. I'm sure you have a booth. What are you guys showing at the booth this year?
Yeah, so the biggest and most exciting thing that we're doing is we launched a product called MCX. Okay. MCX is a network AV platform that utilizes the SDVoE, the software-defined video over Ethernet technology. And that what that does is it provides 4K 60 content delivered over a 10 gig network. And the real key benefits to that are, one, you can actually converge your AV and IT networks, not have parallel networks, but you can do that with zero latency from source to screen, and then also with seamless switching from matrix switching between sources. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really exciting show for that.
Cool. And then do you have maybe a favorite child in the booth? Meaning, you know, it's very hard to pick always your favorite product, but what's your favorite product?
So, you know, being a father, I think your favorite is always your... The one that's kind of excited you the most lately.
So, yeah.
You know, I'd have to say the MCX right now is my favorite, although I have the soft spot for our digital signage platform, iCompel. iCompel is one of the earliest network-based digital signage platforms that in existence. We've been doing that for about 8 years. We have hundreds of thousands of endpoints, but we constantly evolve our CMS, our content management solution. So we have our new 3.4 is our latest release for the CMS. We have some great new features. And I love being able to show things like wall sync and synchronized playback, and then some really unique things for within wayfinding, and then audience, not just measurement, but audience feedback and input that we can do within our CMS. So,
cool. Are there any projects that you can talk about that give an example of how one of your latest products are really showcased in that project, like that really kicks ass in that project?
That's a great question. Yes.
Yes, and I'll get back to you in 2 minutes.
Right. So there's so many of them. That's why. You know, we've been working with I can't mention the name of the company. It is international, it's a large fitness center gym in the Netherlands, and they have about 400 locations in the Netherlands. And if you think about how big the Netherlands is, it's really tiny. I mean, I think Orlando is as big as the Netherlands.
Okay.
But they have 380 some locations, I think, is the total. And what we did was we deployed our AV over IP platform, and they're using. They're using our controller to send out basically digital signage to every location that they can localize that content for. And they have six or seven screens in each location. But it really shows the breadth of how wide this can get. So we're talking about thousands of endpoints on a single AV network, which honestly is a pretty huge AV over IP deployment. So,
so with that product, for example, are there any security concerns that people have had with this product, but you're like, no, this is our solution. This is why it's good.
Right. So, our solution is highly secure. It's been through SecureWorks vulnerability testing. Mm-hmm. It has no major or critical vulnerabilities. You'd have to actually be plugged into the device as an attacker to get into this system.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So tell me also maybe other products that are on the show floor.
Yeah, so on the show floor here, we obviously have MCX, but we are showing our Radian Flex video wall platform. So Radian Flex is a software-based IP-driven visualization solution for video walls. That was a mouthful, but if I had to give you one sentence, it's what it is. It's highly flexible, it's infinitely scalable, so you can put together video walls of hundreds of screens and be able to visualize whatever content that might be of any resolution onto that wall. So it's a really exciting platform. Mm-hmm. We also have our award-winning Emerald KVM platform. The world's most powerful and the world's first KVM over IP platform that can access virtualized sources as well as be able to do things like cross subnets, and we have on-screen displays and things like that mm-hmm. make it a really powerful solution. And then the last thing we have is the iCompel line that I mentioned. The iCompel line, like I mentioned, it's very mature product line, but it's always exciting with what we can do that's new to it. Mm-hmm. Also highly secure. It's a Linux-based operating system that has multiple layers of user access rights and management to it as well.
Cool. So I'm going to actually flip the question now. Instead of asking about products, what's like the coolest feature or the best feature that people are really impressed with in one of those products or maybe an existing product from before?
So I think the thing that people are most excited about is, from a feature perspective, has been the switch time and latency on the MCX platform. So at our booth, we've got a demo up, we have an Xbox up, and we spent weeks demoing this at the office, make sure it was right.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Yeah, just it was market research. But but what's important about it is that, you know, as we look at esports as an opportunity, mm-hmm. people are going to be gaming in these event centers, whether they're small storefronts or large stadiums, on video walls. And to be able to do that, you have to have completely imperceptible latency in competitive environments.
Yep.
So we're up there playing video games. People walk by and they don't realize what's happening, and they go, "Oh, you're playing video games." And you tell them, "I'm playing a video game through a video wall." And they go, "Oh, let me try that." And they're looking at it. They're trying to look at the source screen, and they go, "This is perfect." And you tell them, "Look, it's less than 30 microseconds of latency." Then they start to get really excited. Then I show them the switch time between sources, and they instantly need to know more. I need to know more.
I need to know more. And then if someone's not here at the trade show and wants to know more,
sure.
Where can we find you online?
So go to blackbox.com. And then if for any of the products I mentioned, like iCompel or MCX or Radian Flex, you can just put a / that title. So for more about MCX, it's blackbox.com/MCX.
Yep. Perfect. Are you guys on the socials?
We are.
Probably on Twitter, Google it.
Yeah.
Go on the website, you'll find the socials.
Yeah, you hit there and just hit the search bar. I honestly couldn't tell you what it is.
No, that's okay. But, well, thank you for coming on to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I hope you have a great rest of your Infocom.
You as well.
Thank you. And that concludes our Trade Show Minute. And if you all want to listen to live podcasts or read or watch videos of the Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, stop by the Peerless AV booth, say hi, listen to our podcast in person, and check out the booth. And thank you so much for coming on to our show.
Hey, my pleasure.